Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
It's so nice, all these kids going into grade 12. They've got all this energy and all this future in front of them, and everything is so bright, all of the opportunity there, and eventually that'll go away. You'll give up on life, and you'll just bury yourself.
Hey, don't do that. My kids are grade 12.
I know, and that's fine. And right now, you should be very excited. In 5 or 10 years, bury yourself in debt, and especially going off to college.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So he's stressed because he's trying to pick a school, and he's trying to decide what he wants to do. He doesn't know really what he wants to do. He's only 17.
And he's a smart kid. He's got a pretty high average, so he could probably
He's got a lot of options, but he doesn't know what he wants. Sometimes too many options is no good. So I'm trying to steer him. He likes sciences, so I said he should get into science. There's lots of neat things. And I hope he's listening now because this backs it up, okay? Picture Ethan Ball doing this study, okay? A new study out of the University of Cincinnati tried to figure out why there's a female climax, because unlike the female. It's not actually required for reproduction.
You
okay?
could say orgasm.
Okay, orgasm, okay. Whatever,
yeah,
climax.
I didn't know what that meant.
Anyways, so since it doesn't serve a clear biological function, why does it exist, okay?
Oh my God.
Scientists got an answer by using bunnies and Prozac. Now check this out. Picture Ethan Ball when I'm telling you this, okay?
No.
Prozac makes it harder for women to orgasm. The researchers gave some to 12 female bunnies. Then they found those bunnies released 30% fewer eggs during sex than female bunnies who weren't on Prozac. Now, the male bunny that they used in the study, they named Frank. So they watched Frank have sex with all these bunnies. Picture this. Yeah, that's what you get to do for a living. You watch bunnies have sex.
Why do you think that's good, you freak? You think that's good? To sit around and watch bunnies have sex all day? What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
This is exciting. What are you doing?
Well, that's interesting.
And you Somebody's know it's not interesting. You reading that crap put me to sleep.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're joined by Miriam Johnson of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Laurel Downey. We'll get to Laurel in a second. Miriam, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Now,
it's always great having Miriam in the studio.
Thanks, guys.
I say that because Ballsy is on his best behavior when you're here.
Oh, yeah. Is he?
Yeah,
you told me I was old last time I was on.
I didn't tell you were on.
Yeah, you did.
I actually said I promised you coffee.
Yes, you did.
You know what's hilarious?
Yeah, where's the coffee now?
I forgot my wallet at home. I'm not
sure.
Even kidding you. I did.
Sure.
I did. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I knew that would. Okay, so October's a big month because it's a push for the playoffs. We know that. But it's also a big month because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, too. A lot of players will be wearing pink, and there'll be pink on full display this game. Talk about the reason why we're here today, Miriam, and then we'll get to Laurel.
Well, this is a really big game for us. It's the ninth year that we've got the Touchdown for Dreams program aligned with the Rider Game Day. So every single year we're able to sell a product. This year it's a toque. So it's a pink toque that if you buy that and wear it, we're going to see you in that sea of green pretty easy. But it's the $20 then goes back towards making dreams come true for very deserving women. Yeah.
So how many women get their dreams made? Did you do a group of women this year?
It's usually a range and around seven.
Yeah.
I think at the biggest years it's been nine, and then some years it's seven. It all depending.
All right. So Laurel is one of those that has got her dream. I saw you flash your fingers. I think it is nine women that got their dreams
this year. Yep.
You're one of them. What dream did they fulfill for you?
Well, they fulfilled for me finally getting my hardwood installed in my house. Okay. My poor husband, it was weighing on his shoulders for so long.
I felt
bad for him.
Normally it's like the dreams would be like a trip with your kids or something like that, but a situation where you couldn't travel, right?
I'm just not well enough to travel. Do it.
Tell us a little bit about your cancer and what you're going through.
Okay, well, I went through the big brunt of it at the beginning, which was I was diagnosed in the fall of 2015 with triple negative breast cancer. That's when I had to go through the 25 radiations, the 8 chemos, the double mastectomy, and then a year later when I got to get my breast reconstructed in the hospital, they discovered I had leukemia.
Oh my goodness.
Luckily, it's the chronic kind, okay? So lots of people can lead long lives, like up to 10 years with this. Then, sadly, the leukemia medicine decided it didn't like my femur bone anymore, and it ate the what do you call that stuff?
The marrow?
The marrow, thank you.
Yeah.
And they gave me a titanium nail put into my femur to make sure that... well, they had to biopsy, obviously, but then just to make sure that it would never break on me. Because when you don't have the bone marrow, your bone's dead.
Yeah.
Right.
So that happened in March.
Man.
Now, it's been such a great year getting to go to all these Rider games and be a part of this program. And I don't know if you heard who came to my house.
No. Oh, I think I did. Yeah. Go ahead.
Charleston Hughes showed up at my front door.
Did he teach you how to surf?
He did. I have a perfect picture of me and him and my husband surfing in my living room with my new hardwood floors.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Oh, have you always been a Rider fan?
Always. Yeah. Always, always.
So is he your favorite Rider of all time now?
He's got to be.
He'd have to be. Yeah. He comes in the Sackmaster.
Yeah. Actually, the very first game this year, the home opener, I was down on the field with the Cameco and Rough Rider people, and I happened to get a high five from him right on the field.
Nice.
Good. Isn't that special?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I guess this is I'm just lobbing you a question you've kind of already answered. So what does this mean to you and to other women like you, and why should people buy a toque on Saturday? Because I always look at it as an investment in the future. You might not need it now, but somebody you don't know needs it, or, you know, that type of thing.
You know what? It's like giving a person who has no power left in their life, and they're maybe on the way at near the end.
Right.
Their biggest dream that they could come up with. You are empowering those people. It doesn't have to be breast cancer. It's just anybody with cancer. And those people I got to leave a whole new house for my family. Other women, they get to do something they've always dreamt of doing, or whatever their wish is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Those women get that, and so do those families.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, no. Well put.
You know, and Laurel, you're amazing, because you're laughing and smiling through this whole thing, and I could only imagine the battle you've been through. So. Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing, and also the reason you should buy a toque too is because you live in Saskatchewan,
and it's gonna be cool.
Who doesn't need a freaking toque in Saskatchewan?
Yeah. Might as well be a pink one, right? So they're at all the exits. Is that where they're gonna be, Miriam?
Well, the Rider store, they're available right now. Like, okay, you can purchase them right now leading up to the game. Perfect. And then you'll have a lot of Cameco volunteers around that you'll see, and you can purchase them right from them as well.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Looking forward to the election coming up. I got my voter card in the mail yesterday, and I find that exciting. I find it very exciting to go. I do. Yeah. And that's
okay.
Cool. And you say really like that's a bad thing. You should be excited to vote. You should be excited.
I'm not excited. It's a duty. It's a duty.
It's an honor to vote.
I find it a duty.
And it's a right to vote.
It's a right. It's a duty.
And it's something that people who have died for us to do.
I'm not saying that I don't do it. I just don't get excited to do it.
Well, you should. How having these candidates come in next week, maybe that will get you more excited. So, no, I know you're sitting there smug with your little
shirt. I'm not smug. I'm not smug. I just don't. I don't get excited to vote. If you were on the ballot, I'd be excited to vote for you.
So
I'm not really excited to vote. I'm not, and you know why? Because politics sucks. Watching it and all the crap, it just has drained me of any excitement I might have had.
Fine, I am excited at least.
Why are
so
you
that's
excited?
One of us.
Why?
Because it's our right to do it. It's our duty to do it, and it affects the overall well-being of our country. And you should be excited about that.
I do it
anyway. So next week. We have opened up again. We've given every single candidate in all three Regina ridings the opportunity to come in here and talk with us. Mm-hmm. So next week we will have Ralph Goodale joining us of the Liberal Party. That'll be Thursday. He's of course from the Regina Wascana riding. Ray Aldinger, the NDP from Regina Qu'Appelle, will be joining us next week. Haley Clark, she's from the NDP. She'll be joining us on Wednesday. She's in the Regina Wascana riding. Mario Milanovsky from the People's Party of Canada will be joining us on Monday. He's in the Regina-Wascana region. Also, Ian Bridges, he's from the National Citizens Alliance of Canada. So we are again, inviting everybody on our show.
Yeah, we just open it up for
and
everybody.
I need to
we
make
have
it
to.
Very, I, yeah, that's the thing. I need to make it very clear. If a candidate comes on and goes bat crap crazy,
it's not our fault.
It's not. Just know that we are obligated to, if you open it to one, you have to open it to all
And if your party or your riding, your candidate you like, he or she does not come on, that's their problem.
You will notice that of all of the parties I've listed and of all the guests that have decided to come by our show, not one of them is from a certain party. I'll say it. The conservatives have not one conservative has said that they'll come on our show. Not one member of the conservative party. So, I mean, take that for what it is. But again, we've opened it to everybody.
Right.
And there's a certain party representing a large amount of people that has not responded at all.
Conservatives.
So, yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Would you Wednesday here? Okay, it's Wednesday. Not would you rather Wednesday, but would you Wednesday? Okay, so here we go. In New York City, an environmentally friendly restaurant offers a discount to you if you bring your own plate, take it home dirty. No doggy bag. So what happens is...
And you don't get to clean it there.
No, either. You go to your restaurant, you bring your plate, you get a discount, but you got to take the plate home dirty, and you don't take home a doggy bag. Like, you don't get to wrap up food and take it home. So, yeah.
It sounds to me like they're not environmentally friendly. It sounds to me like they're cheap.
Well... They
don't want to buy their own plates, and they don't...
That's what I think, too. Would you take... But for a discount.
And right. It better be a discount, because they don't have to pay a dishwasher.
Okay, and so what... Okay, so for discount, and what size of discount? I didn't see what size of discount. What would you do take a plate for?
I'm not taking a plate anywhere.
If you got a 30% discount on your meal, you would take your own plate?
No, that's the whole point of going out to dinner, is I don't have to handle anything. Right?
No dishes.
But that's why you go out to dinner. Yeah. So you don't have to do dishes. So you don't have to cook. So you can sit and kibitz, and you don't have to worry about the all that stuff.
The the cheap skate in me, for 30%, I'd take my own plate.
That's silliness.
Because I'm not making the meal. I'm just showing up, bring my own plate. They put the meal on my plate. I take my plate home.
Oh, here's the question. Do you tip them? Because you're not a big tip guy. So do you tip them?
Depends how good the meal is.
So, yeah.
I'm giving them my plate. They're still bringing the plate to me. So if the meal's good, I'll give them my regular 10% tip.
Nah, they're tight asses. Let's call them what they are. That's got nothing to do with the environment. It's got everything to do with the fact that they don't have to buy dishes. They don't have to have anybody cleaning said dishes in the bag. That's all that is. It's got nothing to do with environment.
Well, the whole thing's going to be defeated, because what's happening is I'm going to take my plate. Mm-hmm. It's going to be dirty. I'm going to stuff it in my plastic bag and take it home.
Well, I'm going to... Let's see what they do when I show up with some old school styrofoam plates for the whole family, everybody.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, I've got all four of us here. Your children, take your styrofoam plates.
Could you fill this up,
please? Chad and Ballsy Daily.
You know Layla Anderson. We were talking about her yesterday. So this young Layla,
rare autoimmune disease with the St. Louis Blues fan base. Yeah,
right. She inspired the St. Louis Blues last year to win the Stanley Cup. I mean, she had a lot to do with it. A lot of the players looked at her as inspiration.
Well, they inscribed her name inside the Stanley Cup ring.
And yesterday, they finished it all off. They topped it all off by giving a young Layla Anderson her own ring. And it's Colton Parayko, and who's the other one?
Alex Steen.
Alex Steen. They stopped by her house and dropped off the gift, and her reaction is just priceless.
You know how much you mean to us, right?
Yes.
And what an inspiration you've been to so many people. So me and Colton are here representing our organization and everybody there, and we have something that we would like you to open right now.
Oh, my God.
Here, does it help? Okay, you get the first grab. It's a magnet kind of, so you have to pull a little hard.
Oh, my God.
Pretty cool, huh?
I feel like I shouldn't be touching this one.
It's just a massive ring on her tiny little finger.
You know, I've always been the guy that if you didn't... I've said this. If you didn't go on the field or the ice surface and earn it, you shouldn't get a ring. But in that case, that's cool. Yeah, that's a cool story.
It's a great story as to the importance of sports, especially in kids' lives. I mean, that's just a huge deal for her. So,
oh, for sure.
And if you'd like to see her reaction, I've posted the video on our Facebook page. So go give it a look if you're looking for a little inspiration this morning to get through the
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The NHL season is underway as of today.
Yeah, that's right. Four games. So I've got four Canadian teams making the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah, I got the Jets.
That is bold.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Well, not three made it last year. Jets, Flames, Leafs. Jets, Flames, Leafs, and Canucks.
Yeah, the Habs aren't going to make it.
No, Oilers, Habs, and Ottawa won't make it. Ottawa will be the worst team in the league.
Oh, your Oilers aren't going to make it?
No, it was your Oilers, too.
What about, What about my Vegas Golden Knights?
Just let me finish.
No, let's talk Vegas Golden Knights because they're all that matters right now. So, go ahead. Okay. Talk about my team.
The Vegas Golden Knights are going to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. You think?
They're going to beat Carolina.
Wow. That's...
Carolina, Vegas. A real ratings juggernaut. That's my prediction. Vegas, right. Carolina, Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
I've got the Leafs winning at least one round, which would be monumental because they never win a round. So they'll win a round. I got
Are they going to be Boston?
I don't know, but they're going to win a round. Yeah. I got Pittsburgh missing the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah. Crosby and
you are making Malkin. Some bold predictions
and
here.
I predict at least one player. I don't know from which team. I'm going to predict Winnipeg because they're the home team here. Yeah. But I'm predicting one player will wear a watermelon helmet on the ice before the outdoor game here, before the Heritage Classic.
Just out on the ice.
Yeah, just the kind
like skating
of...
skating around for warm-up.
Yeah. I believe somebody wore a watermelon... Well, it's October 25th. It won't be that cold.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.